This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
The internet is a utility, and all online traffic must be treated equally. That is a very simplified version of what the FCC decided a few weeks back. The cable companies lost the big battle. They will not be allowed to charge the Netflixes of the world more money for an internet fast lane, or so it seemed. Comcast has been in talks with HBO, Sony, and Showtime, the Wall Street Journal reports. They're hoping to get special treatment. Here's Stan Alcorn on what could be the next stage of the net neutrality debate.
Net neutrality is supposed to make things fair on the information superhighway that is the public internet. But the loophole is that is not the only highway the cable company is running into your house. In fact, the cable company is running three highways, one for public internet, one for television, and one called specialized services.
What's going on is that the FCC has left unregulated the pipe labeled specialized services.
Susan Crawford is a co-director of the Berkman Center for Internet and Society at Harvard. She says cable companies could, in theory, push online video consumers off the public internet by capping their bandwidth and then steer them to products from HBO or Sony, which would pay to use a new fast lane on the specialized services highway.
I think the best way to think about it is that it moves the pay TV model successfully into something that consumers will view as an internet-like interface.
So Sony wants to aggregate a bunch of channels and deliver them directly to Sony PlayStations and charge consumers.
That's Ian Olgerson, analyst at SNL Kagan.
So that's essentially replacing a cable subscription.
In this scenario, he says the cable companies would get money from Sony and maybe even reduce congestion on the public internet, but he thinks it doesn't add up because of the way it would cut into the company's pay TV business.
There's sort of a trade-off for the operators. They're giving up a revenue stream to gain another revenue stream.
And Susan Crawford points out the FCC has reserved the right to regulate if it finds specialized services are being used as a net neutrality loophole. I'm Stan Alcorn for Marketplace.